This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the second week of the 2018 legislative session.
Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of seniors, families, and children to order. First of all,
the first legislation of the year is heard in committee. This includes Senate Bill 567, sponsored by Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville, which would modify provisions relating to tax credits and funds for vulnerable populations.
My bill begins reforming the Missouri Property Tax Credit, commonly known as Circuit Breaker.
During discussion in the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee hearing on Wednesday morning, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur wondered about the definition of low income.
There are a lot of things that need to be done to help our seniors and people with disabilities who live in these homes.
Now bring the Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection,
Wednesday afternoon was devoted to the Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee hearing on a utilities regulations proposal. Senator Ed Emery of Lamar says Senate Bill 564 mirrors last session's version of the measure.
Last year's bill was about 70 pages. This bill is 16 pages.
Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis says this would make a major adjustment to state law.
Basically allow for a rate adjustment to occur without going before the PSC.
Both measures await final committee action.
I've had lots of good conversations with Senator Gary Romine, who chairs the Education Committee. I'm the vice chair.
Legislation also continues to be introduced. Senator Bill Lagle of Weldon Springs says Senate Bill 618 seeks to modify provisions related to charter schools.
It starts to bring some real accountability to charter schools.
Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Nasheed says Senate Bill 875 would require reporting lost or stolen firearms in St. Louis.
If a gun is stolen or if a gun is lost, there's no way to know.
The states who have seen different funding methods become successful in their state, they've had a governor who's been out front leading the effort.
You know, that's his prerogative.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City says he's not sure of the future of a gas tax hike.
I'm not sure where their conversations are.
The Missouri House of Representatives wants an ethics bill to be done first, but Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says she's hearing the president pro tem does not like those versions of the plan.
If he doesn't like the ones coming over from the House, I would support those bills and provide him with copies that he could support.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Tuesday, January 16th.
Missouri senators will be off for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and will return to the Capitol on Tuesday. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.